The move to recruit more police officers for the regions and to tackle organised crime has been put on hold because of demand for officers at managed isolation hotels. The police had wanted to put 160 new staff into the organised crime unit, but instead they were sent to MIQ facilities after a request for help. The police were told the government that means some regions could miss out on new officers for some time and other priority areas could suffer. For more on this, we're joined by our RNZ police reporter Ben Strang. Kia ora, Ben. So police were wanting to beef up their response to organised crime.
Yeah, that's right, Philippa. According to documents we've obtained under the Official Information Act, the Commissioner, Andrew Costa, was approached by the Acting Deputy Commissioner, Angela Brazier, about prioritising serious and organised crime roles where possible. An assessment was then conducted to look into options and understand what impacts and risks of that might be. And basically, it found there would be significant challenges. Staff in those roles do cost more and there would be a price problem. They require more training and, of course, that does cost money. And they said it would be tough to manage and mitigate those sorts of problems. There are 700 of those roles that are supposed to be filled by April 2023, but regardless of that, while that assessment was happening, the police were asked to place 177 staff into managed isolation facilities throughout the country, and so it was decided that that would be the best place to put those 160 graduates as they left the police college straight into MIQ.
What impact will this decision have on the community?
Well, initially, they're protecting the community, right? I reported last month that the police's influence on MIQ facilities has helped them become something of a fortress. And with COVID not escaping into the community, the country as a whole is in really good shape. And yesterday, the police told me that that initial 177 staff that were supplied to MIQs is now up to 205 in both operational and support roles. So they're doing a good job. But in the long run, the police have suggested that the promises made by the government regarding their 1800 new police plan may have to be put on the back burner a bit. The police noted that by using those graduates in MIQ hotels and the uncertainty around how long they will need to run an MIQ program in New Zealand, those staff can't be used for the planned roles under that 1800 allocation to put more police on the beat in the regions and on their special projects.
So you already mentioned organised crime, where they'd hope to put more officers. What other roles are missing out?
Yeah, so there are 1,100 roles as well in, say, general policing, so prevention roles like youth specialists, family harm, serious harm prevention, or frontline response roles, even things in investigations teams. Those roles may not be filled for a while. The other thing about those roles is many of them are spread around the regions. The MIQ facilities are largely centred around the main centres, the cities. The police say in these documents, once MIQ deployment ends, they're going to have a high concentration of staff in specific locations that don't fit their requirements. And it's not as easy as just shipping staff to different parts of the country, which, you know, it means pulling kids out of schools and partners out of their jobs or selling houses or whatever. The police say they'll have to wait for normal attrition to happen before numbers return to desired levels, which could further delay these plans.
So are there any plans to fill the gaps in staffing that have been identified here?
No, but there is general confidence from the government that the 1800 target will be met by June 2023. I asked the Police Minister Porto Williams for an interview, but she declined. She did provide a statement. She said, moving staff into organised crime unit roles is a two-year process following graduation and basically would never have happened straight away anyway. She says, on the MIQ deployments, she said the police will continue to reassess its staffing levels there as the pandemic progresses and the positions will be reallocated as things develop, which is what these reports already said. But I did ask if the government would consider extra funding for the police, given the uncertainty around this, whether they'd allow them to recruit extra staff. She didn't answer that question. She did, however, say that the police simply aren't losing staff. Attrition is low at 2.5%, and that is the key issue here when they're talking about recruitment.
Thank you for that. That's our police reporter, Ben Strang.